Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guests are Sally Moore and Amber Brondell. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello, Gary. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So for those who don't know, Amber's Marketing and Events Chair of United Way of Central Missouri, and Sally is Business Development and Community Outreach Manager at MU Healthcare Capital Region Medical Center. She was co-chair of the United Way 2020 campaign. So, and that's the United Way Connections, why the ladies are here with us in the studios today. You both have played an important role in the creation of Women United, an initiative that seeks to bring women together to further United Way's mission. So let's talk about that. What's the intent and the mission behind United Women United?
Sure. So I'm happy to answer that. So Women United was born through, you know, other United Ways were just starting to develop this group so that women could really form a group and get behind the mission of their local United Way. So when we heard other communities and other United Ways were wrapping their arms around developing a Women United affinity group, we knew that we wanted to do that. And so in 2017 was when we had our first Power of the Purse fundraiser. So in other communities and with other United Ways, they had their Women United affinity group developed, and their Women United group put on Power of the Purse. We had our cart before the horse for a little while. We kept doing Power of the Purse, but we knew that one day we wanted to officially form Women United and that that group would formally put on Power of the Purse to benefit the United Way. So our first Power of the Purse was 2017, and our Women United group officially formed in December of 2019. So what is special about this year is that it is our first year that our Women United group has a leadership council, and Sally Moore is our chair of that leadership council in 2025.
Okay. So why is it important that there is an affinity group?
I'm happy to answer that, Gary. Mm-hmm. So I think that great things happen when women come together, right? And who have, similar are mission driven and who have similar, energy and ideas of ways not to have just the fun and the fellowship, but also to give back to the community, which aligns with the United Way mission. So really, Women United is a movement of women coming together to make real change in our community. And that's really most of the purpose or about the group. And certainly aligned with the United Way of Central Missouri. And it just provides a support and opportunity to empower women, children, and families.
Okay. So what are some of the ways that Women United has helped further that mission?
So Women United hosts a variety of events or functions, get-togethers throughout the year. And so there are unique opportunities that allow the Women United group to give back to the community, like Sally mentioned. And so one of those is the Community Baby Shower. So that is an event that we host in May, right around Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And as a Women United member, you have the opportunity to sign up for various committees. So there are members within Women United that signed up for the Community Baby Shower Committee. And like I said, it is in May, right around Mother's Day, and it is our opportunity to throw a baby shower for women in the community who otherwise would not have the opportunity to have a baby shower. So these are expecting mothers, and they are served by area agencies. So for example, we ask about 5 to 6 agencies if they would supply us with the list of names they'd like to invite, usually about 3 names per agency. So sometimes the Salvation Army could send an expecting mother, or Rape and Abuse Crisis Service, RACS, Pregnancy Help Center. So there are various agencies in town that work with expecting mothers who maybe don't have the resources to have a baby shower or the financial means or support to get essential baby items. And so that is where we come in, and we put on a fun baby shower, and it is an afternoon. This year it'll be at Jefferson Bank West Juice Hall, and the moms will come and we'll shower them with goodies. We provide food and drink. So it is a really great time. Every mom leaves with a laundry basket full of baby essential items. So as you can imagine, this event is very near and dear to every committee member and every Women United member.
Yeah, yeah. So how many members are on that committee?
There's about 15.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So what other committees are there then that represent Women United?
So for our leadership council, we have Sally as our chair, and then Kelly Jackson as our vice chair. And then we have 5 positions on that leadership council, and each of those positions oversees a specific function. And many of those functions do have committees associated with them. So for example, our baby shower committee, our special events, so for example, Power of the Purse, mm-hmm. a volunteer committee, a grant funding committee, and a membership committee. So membership would be helping plan socials and get-togethers, sure. Camaraderie, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So how large is the group that's associated with Women United now?
We have just over 130 wow. ladies.
Yeah. We're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what kind of commitment are you making if someone who's listening wanted to be part of that? What kind of commitment are you making?
That's a great question. So it's just $25 to mm-hmm. join, and that's a one-time fee, Gary, okay. so not wow. an annual dues. And really, we plan on having in the future about 4 more social events and then 4 opportunities to really give back to the community. And so that commitment of being a part of those is part of the, you know, purpose of a membership.
Yeah. You know, it strikes me those socials are a great opportunity to get connected, right? You can easily feel disconnected from the group, intimidated if there are 100 people already in the group. So it kind of gives an idea of what happens at the social, right? It's I'm assuming it's a very enjoyable experience.
Yes, we just had our first one. Sally, would you like to talk about our Galentine's event?
Absolutely. And Gary, we were so excited to have the Tribune as a part of the event. Yeah. Both Sophie attending and, you know, photography and so forth. Always appreciate the support of the Tribune. So this was a Galentine's event that brought women together. We had about 50 mm-hmm. Women attend.
Wow.
And we actually had it at a young woman's home who has been a part of Women United and actually has been on the baby shower committee, and she opened up her home, so we just thought it could be really a comfortable, you know, kind of private opportunity and cozy fun in the winter. And so we really at that point just again reset, which I think is really important for organizations that want to go reset with the purpose, right, and the mm-hmm. mission, align on that, and then also give a review of all of our activities, so those 2025 events that Amber and I have spoken of. And then we really just had some fun, and really it was an opportunity for a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. So we certainly want for everyone to get to know each other, you know, even before they serve, say at some of our more volunteer opportunities for serving the community. So
mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like Sally said, the room was full, or the house was full of both women United members and also prospective members. So mm-hmm. we kind of opened our doors to say, if you're not a member but you would like to learn more, please join us. So like I said, we have a membership committee, and that's spearheaded by Kristen Hoffman. And so there'll be future opportunities, I'm sure, that will be specific events and socials, social networking kind of opportunities specifically for Women United members, but also some that will, you know, that we'd like to extend the invitation out to others who are thinking about joining.
Sure. So in the interim, between now and when that might be, how, if someone has an interest when they're listening to this, how would they do something immediately?
Sure. So on the United Way website, our website is unitedwaycemo.org, and you can add /Women United on the end of that URL, and it will take you to our Women United page. It talks about what we do, who we are, and there is a button on there that says Join Women United, and that page takes you to the payment form. Like Sally mentioned, it's just a one-time $25 fee, so that's for a lifetime membership.
Okay, so just speaking personally, why are you involved in the group, and what would you say to a friend who might be considering why they should make that commitment?
That's a great question. I think that women's affinity groups are very special. I really do. I think it's wonderful to come together with like-minded individuals, but also Persons of all ages, which we're excited about, our group, females of all ages. And, you know, just there's something about gathering together with women who are also might have some of the same time management, balancing issues with managing being mothers and, you know, workers, and want to also still take time to volunteer and give back. And so I think that, you know, I work, as we mentioned, at Capital Region Medical Center and U Healthcare, and our mission is to serve, to improve and serve lives. Improve and save lives. And, you know, I just have always said that it's the United Way and MU Healthcare Capital Region really have very similar missions. And so I have worked for Capital Region for 2 decades now, and it just aligns with all that work. And so I think it's important work. I also have to say the fun and the fellowship is so important, but I also like for my family, my children, to see me giving back, right?
Yeah.
And that's a piece of our family, and it's an expectation that we have for them. And so, yes, high schools and schools might suggest volunteer hours, but, you know, those non-required hours too. So just giving back. And so I drag along my 11-year-old to some things. And so I hope she can go to the baby shower. My son has done a lot for the United Way and volunteered. And so they've come to mobile food pantries and so forth. So I just think that, you know, I want to lay my head down at night and know that, you know, maybe I made the world just a little better today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I think that's a great point, too, of the example that you provide for your own kids, mm-hmm. right? You can talk about it, but if you're living it, then it has a much stronger message.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, and to add to that, Sally kind of touched on it, but something we want to be very special and unique to Women United is the opportunity to not only teach your kids that giving back is important, but also to do it together. Mm-hmm. There's not always ample opportunity to volunteer as a family, and so that is something that we want to focus on and be able to provide that opportunity a couple times a year, make sure that we are allowing some sort of volunteer opportunity that will let families volunteer together.
Yeah, all right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about Women United.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.